Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back to this episode. I believe this is episode like 429 or something like that of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Before we get started, this podcast episode is not sponsored by this brand at all, but I just, you know, it's really, I wanted to talk about a product, and I know the podcast usually skews a little bit more towards kind of business topics and things like that, but I really wanted to talk about, you know, I do a lot of testing on my YouTube and products and get sent a lot of stuff, and there's obviously a big focus on spray ceramics right now, maybe a little bit of graphene stuff, compounds, stuff that's really easy to show in video format, right? Or really easy to demonstrate in video format. But there's a lot of products that are very difficult to show the reaction to in video format. A couple of those would be quick detail sprays. Another one of those would be soap. It's sure with soap, you could show the foaming ability, but to show the cleaning ability and to kind of get a car that's not just dirty, but you know, the soap, I don't know. For me, maybe you're sitting there thinking that's ridiculous. Soap and quick detail sprays are the easiest thing ever to show on a video. So I should preface that by saying, for me, it's very difficult to find differences between soaps, quick detail sprays, and stuff like that. Tire shines, you can kind of beat it up, but it's still pretty hard. Wheel cleaners are easier. Compounds are pretty easy. Detail or ceramic sprays are pretty easy. But wipe on ceramic coatings, a little bit more difficult, right? Longer cure times, traditionally pretty beefy, a little bit harder to break down. Also doesn't quite have the market for that for in regards to views, right? So, however, a few months back, I think it's probably been 6 months now, I had Tim Coates up at the shop with Ethos Car Care, and he came up to talk about his product line. It was really cool. Him and I just kind of hit it off, had a really great time, and he's since then sent me some products that some I've liked and some have just been, okay, right? And that's just me and being transparent. And I don't think, to be fair to Tim, nothing against him, I think he's a great guy, it's extremely difficult for a product line to have just nothing but all stars, right? And I think, you know, one thing that I really look at in brands is the people behind the brands and, you know, what else you're getting other than just liquid in the bottle. I think if you're just buying stuff off the liquid in the bottle, you're kind of missing part of the experience. And so I think one thing Tim has really can offer really well is a full package experience. And so again, me being transparent, he has some huge winners and some that he doesn't really have any losers. I wouldn't say that, right? And to be fair, I haven't gone through his whole line either, but I wouldn't say he has any losers. He has some great products and some good products, right? And depending upon your application and all that, may be really good. But again, his branding, his customer service, his attention to detail kind of really adds value to the whole picture. And so, again, Tim's been sending me a couple products. I've been testing them out. Overall, really, really pleased with it. But then he sends me a soap. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, man, like, not that I do videos on all his products. I've done videos on a couple of them. But I went back to that default of, like, how do you do a video on a soap? Or, like, how do you test a soap even? Yeah, lubricity. Yes, foaming ability. You know, but it's just kind of weird to test a soap. And so, to be honest, I really wasn't that excited about it. So, and the soap is called Foam Party. And at first I misunderstood what the product was. I thought it was a higher pH soap for cleaning coated surfaces, which we've seen out there already. A lot of these ceramic soaps are just higher pH products that, when you dive into the description, actually contain zero SiO2, zero kind of ceramic features, and they just are meant for ceramic coated surfaces, which I think is a very much so a bait and switch thing to do. Calling an SiO2 soap, or calling a soap an SiO2 soap, and then kind of marketing around coated surfaces in your SiO2 soap, and then saying, oh, actually, there's no SiO2 in it, it's just meant for SiO2 surfaces, is a little clickbaity, a little bait and switch for me personally. But again, that's just me personally. Again, so anyway, Tim sends me the soap. It's called Foam Party. It's very brown. And so I was chatting with him back and forth, and I said, okay, so, you know, it's a meant for coated surfaces, so it's a higher pH. And he kind of corrected me and was like, no, it actually doesn't degrade any coatings or protection on the car, but it has this insane cleaning ability. And I was like, well, that's interesting, because if it did break down coatings, I was going to use it as part of my torture test, right? So I started using the soap, and right away, I actually used it a couple times, and with the perception that it was supposed to be breaking down the protection on my car, and it wasn't. And so I was a little disappointed. And that's when I went back to Tim and I'm like, hey man, I thought this was supposed to like kind of break down all the junk on the surface and kind of like wipe it new, so when, or clean it off so you can lay down some protection. And he was like, no, it's not that. It has, you know, insane cleaning abilities, but it won't break down any surface protection. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I could start reading directions. That may be helpful. But hey, when you have the bat phone to the owner, it's just a little easier to send an Instagram DM. Am I right? And so anyway, with that, I started testing this product in a different light. And for me personally, I like to do on my own personal cars, because they don't get very dirty, or customers' cars that I maintenance often, I try to do as much of a no-touch car wash as possible. So how it will go is I usually pressure wash the whole car, I'll foam it up, let the foam dwell, and then I'll rinse it off. And then I assess what the condition of the car is then. If I need to go to a bucket wash, I go to a bucket wash. If I don't, I don't, and I'll dry the car and hit it with usually a spray wax or spray coating in some cases or whatever to kind of maintenance that car. I very, very rarely use quick detail sprays. I just think if you're going through all the motions on a quick detail spray, you might as well just bump it up to something else. Sometimes you can upcharge. Sometimes you can just take care of your customers and make your life a little bit easier on the next one. So I started testing this soap in that fashion. Like, how well does it clean? And so, and I actually did a video on this soap. If you go over to my YouTube channel, you could just look for the Ethos Foam Party. On my video guy Brian's car, it was a blue Hyundai. It was pretty dirty. Had gone through some rainstorms. We had gotten a ton of rain. Definitely hadn't been washed in a couple months, and was looking pretty, pretty haggard. And I thought, you know what? This would be a great video to demonstrate the cleaning ability of this car. My car, I drive a white truck that I wash 1 to 2 times a week. Generally doesn't get that dirty. Even when it's raining and the weather's bad, I'm still washing the truck at least once a week. And so it never really gets that thrashed. And it's light colored. But Brian had a darker color car and thought, man, this is perfect. Hasn't been washed in a few months. This is like a real world car, not some OCD detailer's car, right? And so what I did was I filmed a video, and I would encourage you to go watch it. I think it's very enlightening. And it really kind of made this soap, it had me reconsidering how you could test soap, and then how even technology can change in something as simple as a car wash soap. And so what I did on Brian's Hyundai was I rinsed the whole thing. One, it was a little bit warm that day, so I wanted to cool the panel because I really wasn't sure if this Ethos product would stain the paint at all. So I really was trying to cool down the panel and, again, loosen any debris to kind of give the best case scenario for this soap. And so, and then after I rinsed it, foamed the car up, and it was, thinking back on it, it was really warm that day. I'm talking high 80s, which for me is blistering hot, okay? And so high 80s, foam the whole car down. We're working in direct sun because I wanted to see, is it staining? What is the lubricity like? What is there any crazy things that I could see happening that I don't normally see in a soap? Because traditionally with a pH neutral soap, what I find is even if you rinse the car, foam it, let it dwell, if your car is dirty at all, it leaves a lot of dirt on the surface. So not really ideal for a no-touch solution, right? Because then you're just wiping in all that dirt that's been left off. So I've really been hunting for something that has better cleaning ability. But when you use like an APC or some of these SiO2 soaps, it is just an APC because it's too high of pH. So it leaves the surface kind of feeling tacky and dry, which is okay, but not if you're doing it once or twice a week. And so I think it's going to lead definitely to premature paint failure and just issues down the line that you don't want to deal with. So I was looking for this really obscure product that kind of would clean the surface but wouldn't degrade the protection on the car but would clean it enough that I could do a no-touch solution. So anyway, again, going back to the blue Hyundai, foamed it, let it dwell. I was shocked at how well it performed in direct sunlight. I mean, shocked. It wasn't drying out too quickly. It was clinging to the surface. You could tell it was doing something. And then when I rinsed it off, it like did an amazing job. Like amazing job. This car was thrashed. And when after I rinsed the foam off, and I think I let it dwell, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes in direct sunlight, hot surface, and it wasn't drying out. It didn't create any issues, any streaking, anything. And so when I rinsed off the soap, I was blown away. And for me to be blown away, it takes a lot nowadays. But I was extremely impressed with the cleaning ability of the soap. Without degrade, and the surface didn't feel dried out. It didn't feel sticky or tacky like sometimes an APC will do. And so since then, I've been using the soap on all the cars that I wash because I just love the cleaning ability of it. And it helps to really do a no-touch wash. And I feel like the road grime cleans off. And again, just very, very impressed with the soap. Obviously so much and so that I can talk about it for 12 minutes or feel even inclined to do a podcast episode about it. But again, going back to making sure I stay true and honest with everyone, it's really difficult to have a soap that is impressive, right? And it foams a lot, has a nice smell. The color is like this brown color, which I think is kind of interesting. Definitely wouldn't be my favorite color, but it works. It's just color. Smells good out of the foamer. Foams a ton. But all that aside, even if it didn't foam a lot and it cleaned as good as it does, I'd be extremely happy. So all that to say, if you're looking for a new foam soap or you're like me and you prefer to do no-touch car washes, and I use DI water, so sometimes if my car gets hit by the gardener or you know anything obscure, I can just kind of rinse it, foam it, rinse it, leave it, because I'll be touching it again in a couple days. Anyway, if you're looking for a new soap that is really, really good and is not going to be harmful to your coating or your underlying protection, I would strongly suggest trying out the soap. It has in a 16-ounce bottle. And if you, before you do that, you know, don't take my word for it, I will link up in the comments below or the notes below my YouTube video. So you can go check out my YouTube video on it and you could see this blue Hyundai that was thrashed and how well it did. Did it bring it to perfection? No. Could the Hyundai done better with another bucket wash after the foam wash? Yes, but that wasn't the point. The point was, how clean can I get this thing without touching it at all? And so I would encourage you to check out that video and then make your decision and maybe start with the 16-ounce bottle, or if he has a smaller, try that, right? Try it on one or two cars, see if you like it, and go from there. Don't just take my word for it, but I want to do at least share my experience with the Ethos Foam Party soap. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Check out my YouTube channel if you're just a podcast listener only. You could go to autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube. That'll redirect you over there. And I have, if you've never checked out my YouTube channel, I encourage you to do so. There's a ton of fun stuff over there. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. See ya.